Coming up shortly, we're going to be turning to Christel Coleman, who is standing by to have a conversation with us. Christel, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Abs. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely fantastic. 12 minutes now before we get to 5 o'clock now. Christel Coleman is your insurance expert at Old Mutual Insure. She joins you to widen your understanding of insurance, from getting cover for the first time to explaining gender and age-specific policies to you. And this morning, we're going to be talking about getting cover for very expensive sporting equipment. I mean, we talk about cricket bats, we talk about soccer boots, soccer gloves, you name it, golf equipment, your golf clubs and your shoes. Is it worthwhile to insure this, Christel?
Yes, it's very important that we talk about these items. You know, I think the item that stands out for me most is bicycles. I can't believe what people are spending on bicycles nowadays. It's become a very popular sport. But the fact is, when you take these, these items outside of your home, there's lots of things that can happen to it. It can be damaged while it's being used. It can be stolen, while you sort of maybe out for a breakfast after you've participated in the sporting event. And you can be involved in a car accident or a theft while you're staying at a hotel, while you're away for the weekend and using the item. So all these risks are actually very prevalent, and it's important that you understand what the implications are and how you can insure these items.
I suppose one would, okay, so first of all, let's use your example of bikes. I mean, I think I've heard someone saying they bought a bicycle for 180,000 rand, something
yes,
close
they're
to
spending more than, they spend more on bicycles than they spend on cars. And some people have two or three of these bicycles. You see, when people go away for the weekend, they've got two or three of these bicycles on the back of their vehicles. So, for the whole family, or different bikes for different kind of events. So it really has become an incredibly popular sport, and people are spending fortunes on these bicycles.
If we talk about those bicycles, I've heard people talking to the fact that, with sporting equipment, the moment I use it like a car, it depreciates in value. So, I mean, one would, though, still be off the conversation, Christel, to say, but that doesn't matter. You still paid quite a lot of money for this.
Yeah, and with insurance, it's different, because when you insure an item, you always insure it for the replacement value of that item. So a bicycle would, even though it depreciates in value, so if you want to resell it, you won't get the same amount of money for it. But if you want to insure it, you insure it for how much it will cost to replace that item. And some of the pitfalls that I want to point out with sporting equipment, so if we talk about bicycles, squash rackets, cricket bats, a lot of policies actually exclude cover while the item is being used. So that can give you, put you into a bit of a predicament, because often the item is actually damaged while it is being used. So, when you do insure these items, make sure that you understand the basis of the cover. It's expensive insurance. That's called personal or risk insurance. That's where you would typically insure it. Even things like your hang gliders and, surfing equipment is also, some items that you would typically insure under this section. So you pay a higher premium for it. So make sure that you understand what you're covered for and if that's adequate. And then something else that is also typically excluded is when you practice professional sports. So you earn an income using these items, and you have to disclose that when you are talking to an insurance company or your broker, to say, I'm a professional cyclist, I earn money for this, it's business use actually, and you must make sure that it's insured properly.
Okay. Let's stick to that one. By the way, to you listening at home, 8 minutes now before we get to 5 o'clock, you are chatting to Christel Coleman, who joins you every Monday morning to chat to you about matters of insurance. Christel, once again, let's go back to that. So even with a bicycle, so if I own it and I'm participating in sporting events with this, it cannot be just normal insurance. It has to be business insurance. Just maybe a bit of detail into that. What's the difference there?
So there's a difference between So you have to specify it because it goes outside of your house. So if you've got a sporting item, you must make sure that you phone up your insurance company and specify it. But then you have two different kinds of people. You have ones who just participate in races and, you know, normal cricket days and whatever. So that could typically just be covered under your all risk section. The minute you become a professional, so you earn an income, you know, you race for a living. You race a bicycle for a living or you play cricket for a living. You have to specify that item under the, you know, for business purposes. And then you would pay, then you would either the insurance company would say, we don't cover you, you know, for professional purposes, or they will charge you more. I think the principle behind it is you always have to disclose these things because there are different rating structures attached to all these different scenarios. And with insurance, it's like that. Rather give all the information and say to your insurance company, you know, this is what it is, that they can say to you, we will cover you or we won't. And that's all the conditions are stipulated on the policy schedule.
You know, this once again speaks to the whole conversation that you keep making, or the whole advice you keep giving us, that it's always good to chat to someone about these things, because mine would have been, you know, like I would have assumed that this should just be part of my household, you know, insurance.
Well, that is definitely the case. So if someone breaks into your house and steals your sporting equipment, it would typically form part of your household contents insurance. But if you think about it, Abs, that's not really where your risk lies. Mm. If you've got a bicycle or you've got a squash racket that's, you know, very expensive, your risk is it being stolen when you're out of the house, being involved in a car accident, or it's being, you know, damaged while you actually use it. So that's why it's important to get the right kind of insurance for this. We are seeing massive increases in the value of these items. People are spending more and more on their health and fitness and the equipment that they use to be out there. And there's some other items that you must think about as well. We've seen a huge increase in the development of technology, you know, tech items that people use while they're exercising, running watches, the sort of ear pods that they use while they run. So these are also items that you have to remember to insure, because a watch can go missing, it can get wet, it can be damaged, you can lose your ear pods maybe while you're out cycling, whatever. So make sure that you also insure those tech gadgets on your policy for the right values.
5 minutes now before we get to 5 o'clock. Maybe you've had an experience where you've lost an important gym equipment like your bicycle or your cricket bat or your soccer boots and all of those things. We'd love to find out from you, what was your experience on this matter? 021-446-0567. That is the number that you can dial. Now, Christelle, though, like just maybe entrenching on the conversation, we've been talking about bicycles, but, you know, for many of us, we don't own bicycles, but we do have our soccer boots costing to the value of 3,000 rands. We've got our golf clubs and all of those things. I think maybe you have alluded to it in your last response, but these can just become your, part of your household insurance. But then again, what do you look for? How much should I insure them for? Is it for their value now or their future value of what it will cost me to replace them?
So it's always always replacement value. Insurance works on the principle of reinstatement. So how much will it cost to replace those items, even if they've been used and they're worn down? The insurance company will look at the value of new items. You were talking about these expensive soccer boots and you know, the same even with running shoes, things like that. Another point to consider is when you do go to the gym, there's a duty of, you know, I've had so many claims in my career where people have had items stolen at the gym. So tote bags, out of the locker room. You must remember, if you leave your car keys inside of a tog bag and you leave it in the locker room, you don't lock it away, and someone steals your bag and they steal your car, an insurance company can reject that claim because they would say that you haven't taken due care. So it's very important when you're at the gym that you lock those items in the lockers that are given to you, that you take your little padlock with you, or your, you know, use the locker rooms and the locker unit, so that you secure your items. Because we live in South Africa, we know it's an environment of high crime. And if you're being negligent and you don't actually take care of these items, your insurance policy might actually not respond. So I don't think because you've got insurance, it'll just pay out. You also have a duty of care to make sure that you lock items away and that you take care of your items.
Christelle, I just started sweating. I just started sweating after you just said that. I cannot tell you how many times I've done that. Just left my gym bag there with my keys and everything. Because I trust it, you know. It's like, it's a gym. Oh, my goodness. Okay, maybe we should have a conversation around this. Crystal, we are running out of time. But thank you so much for joining us. That before I let you go, though, as always, your parting words to the listeners this morning?
As always, phone up your insurance company and broker. Make sure that you ask, that you disclose these items and that you pay the right premium for it. And then that you understand what the conditions of the policy are, because if something goes wrong, you want the policy to pay out.
Thank you so very much, Christelle, for joining us on the show. Do have yourself a fantastic morning further.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much to you listening at home, as of course you will understand that Christelle joins you every Monday morning to give you some advice when it comes to insurance. Christelle Coleman, your insurance expert at Old Mutual Insure.